always fun, crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
Patrick Royce, how about all of this NFL Vikings activity?
Wow. Well, they got money to do things now that they didn't pay the $100 million-plus for their quarterback. But Aaron Jones, Packer fans are going to be mad that he ended up over here because he's a much better back than Jacobs. Jacobs is just a power runner, and Dillon is just a power runner, so they don't have the guy to throw the ball to out of the backfield anymore. I got to think if I'm Jordan Love, I'm not happy. He's already got enough problems finding receivers, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I suppose not. No, maybe they'll be one of the few teams that takes a hotshot running back in the draft, too. Who knows?
The Vikings might have a screen game next season for the first time.
Oh, my God.
In three years.
But it didn't stop them from trying it. Ugh. That was the problem in the past. The screen game was awful. But Aaron Jones, it's good. Listen, the Vikings are better than they were yesterday. That is my bold prediction. The Vikings are better than they were yesterday. They may be not as good at quarterback, but they're much better at other places, and they used the money and didn't have to pay the 36-year-old quarterback that ungodly sum. And, Darnold, he'll start the first six games, and then whoever they draft will be next, right?
That's my assumption. It might be a competition, but yeah, that's exactly what I think. And this notion that they have signed Darnold, you know, how could you do this? How could you replace? They're not replacing Kirk Cousins with Sam Darnold.
But they needed another quarterback. Now, I was all in on Nick Mullins, throwing it all over the place, but I don't think they agreed with me on that one. Not too many. I like the excitement. I don't really care what the result is. You know, I like the fact that he's going to throw it and either it's going to get intercepted or caught, one of the two. I kind of like that, but that's not the way most of the fans feel. The fans are very, very result-oriented. I'm excitement-oriented.
Oh, you're sadistic is what you are.
Yeah,
you are a sadistic sports fan.
Nick, throw it around, Nick. That's good. But Darnold, I was looking up that draft. Remember that draft?
18.
Baker Mayfield, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Darnold, number three. Josh Allen, number seven. Josh Rosen, number 10. 22 picks ahead of Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
These guys could be wrong, you know. And when the guy who drafted Josh Rosen can't be working in the NFL anymore, can he? He's got to be. Not only did he get fired in Arizona.
I don't think he is.
Did he get fired in Arizona, he should probably be sweeping streets down there in Tempe or some damn thing. That's unbelievable. Now, what happened to Russell Wilson going to Pittsburgh? What happened to that Mason Rudolph? Did he get a job?
No, he's still there.
Oh, well, I don't think he's terrible. I think he's adequate. He doesn't want to be sticking around there being a third teamer. I suppose they'll move him someplace.
Yeah.
He'll be the second teamer someplace else. You know who else went 14th in that draft?
Who's
Marcus
that?
Davenport, who's going somewhere else to steal his money now. He's not going to be able to steal nearly as much money.
Yes.
Did the Lions take him or the Bears?
One year contract.
For a 5.5 or something like that. The Vikings paid him, 11 or 12, like that.
6.5 the Lions.
Ragdow went in that draft, 20th. And
that's the Mike Hughes draft for the Vikings.
Yeah, Mike Hughes, 30. Now, Spielman didn't have his usual collection of sixes and sevens. What did he do that year? He didn't trade.
There was a couple of years where he didn't.
He had Daniel Carlson in the fifth.
Yep.
We gave him a long tryout. Tyler Coughlin is a tight end in the fifth. Jalen Holmes, who stuck around for a little while, right? He was in the fourth.
Yes.
But and Brian O'Neill was the second round. That was good. But after that, those prize sixth and seventh round draft choices, Colby Gossett, Addy Aruno, and Devontae Downs were the lovable six and sevens, which were absolutely the same as unsigned free agents that were available the next day. But But he liked not having to pay him, right? He liked not having to get into a bidding contest for those those fringe guys. Who now, I think if you watch this new football league that's coming up, I don't know, what are we calling it, USFL now?
No, I think it's the merger. UFL. I think. Yeah, I think it's three.
I bet you'll be able to find some of those six and sevens that we've taken the last 5 years. Yeah, they should have a team called the Spielmans. Just the guys that never made it but got drafted.
Well, that could be some fourths too, Pat. That could be some fourths and fifths as well.
That's right. That's true. Is Mike Hughes still in the league? Is he still in the league?
I think
he got a lot of injury, neck injury or something.
Yeah, he had a neck injury. Went to Kansas City. Went to Atlanta. I don't know. Oh, and by the way, I was incorrect. Mason Rudolph is a free agent. So okay. Kenny Pickett's going to supposedly compete with Russell Wilson.
Yes, that'll go well.
But,
you know, Russ is supposed to be a lousy teammate anyway. So that that'll be interesting. What did he? Why did he go there? I don't get it. Maybe he's the only thing he had.
Did he get a chance?
He's going there for $1.2 million.
Yeah.
He gets to play with a good defense. So,
yeah,
boy. What do you think it was? Because, I mean, he didn't play terrible last year, but Peyton apparently hated him, and he hated Peyton. So I don't know. I suppose Peyton is an acquired taste, huh?
Oh God, yeah. You've seen him before. Those guys are both incredibly headstrong.
Yes. So anyway, then now who? So they're just going to draft somebody, right? What are they drafting, third or fourth, something like that? They're high.
Denver?
Yeah, where are they at?
No, I think they're behind the Vikings, right?
Really? Okay. Well, how are they going to get a quarterback?
I don't know. That's a very good question.
Maybe they'll have Mason Rudolph.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll give Nick the chance he deserves, damn it.
Or Justin Fields. I don't think he'd be a fit with Peyton there, but Justin Fields is still in Chicago, and the market's drying up.
I heard the Gannon show yesterday. They don't think he's going to get a second rounder for him. I think they're going to get a third and a fifth or something.
They won't. Not now.
Yeah, they sat on that one too long. They screwed that up.
Well, they shopped him, so nobody was going to give him market value, or what they thought was market value.
Yes, they thought that they could get him to go to Pittsburgh. Well, I say that with Scott Boras having his problems here, not getting contracts so far for Snell and Montgomery, right? Neither of those guys have signed today, right?
No.
And then having to take Carlos Correa deal for Bellinger and who else? The guys that took the 1 year guarantee, you know, 1 year, and then they get it out after every year. Yeah, the Bellinger and who else?
Matt Chapman.
Yeah,
San Francisco.
With those guys, the new agent of the year in sports is Mike McCartney. I got it.
Oh God,
that guy's unbelievable.
There should be a bust built to him
at the NFL
Agent Hall of Fame.
Yeah. You know, Kirk's probably an acquired taste as a teammate, but if you're in the league, you got to love him, don't you? Because he's showing that you can get all your money if you want it.
J.J. Watt last night, who's retired now, was tweeting about that.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, was he?
He's Kurt Flood.
Yeah.
Kirk's Kurt Flood. He's paved the way.
And you know what's interesting is oftentimes the national guys and all the people trying to tell you what the inside is on a cousin situation, and even the Darnold to the Vikings situation. How do they find out the Darnold's the guy the Vikings want? How do you find that out? O'Connell talking to people or what?
He must have told.
I mean, because it's been out there for what, a couple of weeks?
A month, I think.
Get Sam Darnold. So.
I think it was Pelissero, our buddy Pelissero. I think he's the one that first tweeted that. My guess it's O'Connell probably.
Yeah, and they don't
or
have.
The
yeah, that's right. You never think about that as the agent, but he just sat there last year, right? They brought him in after he got rid of Trey Lance. So
yeah, he played in. He got into 10 games and started one, but I mean, I'm sure 9 of those were mop ups.
Is poor Trey Lance going to get to go someplace where he can at least be the second teamer? Because he's the third teamer in Dallas, isn't he?
He's just sitting in Dallas.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do with him.
I don't know. Maybe PJ was right when he said he shouldn't be a quarterback. He should be a safety. So I don't know. That's why PJ didn't recruit him. Although he might have been able to beat out our previous quarterback.
I was going to say that might have been,
Might have been able to. beat out the post Mitch Leitner quarterbacks. But yeah, it's as we said the other day, the NBA season's coming down to the nitty gritty. The NHL season's coming down to the nitty gritty. Baseball is getting ready to launch. And we got a soccer team that hasn't lost a game. They keep winning in extra time.
Yep.
And all anybody cares about is who the Vikings lose and who they get. But I got to say, as I sat down when I saw that I finished Monday Night Sports Talk and yesterday afternoon, and this is about 20 minutes after we found out that McCartney said Cousins is going to Atlanta. So I sat down and I said, okay, this has to be the perfect tweet. Okay, this has got to be the one that hooks them in and irritates the hell out of them. So I knew that I had to get somewhere in there him throwing under the sticks on fourth down to lose a playoff game, because that really irritates the Kirk fans. But then I think, aha, anti-vaxxer, is selfish anti-vaxxer, doesn't care about the people that love him. I got to admit, if you've seen this tweet, it was the perfect tweet, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, you hooked them in. I mean, they were still going at midnight last night.
I took
a look at the replies last. They were still going at midnight. They were still mad.
I don't know what 136,000 something is, but that's one of the numbers last time I looked. 136,000 somethings. I don't know. But the comments were like 300. And really, I've been in this for a long time and faced many insults, you know, girth usually, yep. Sexual preference. You're too old now as the body to retire. Yep. But we had new insults. We plowed new ground when it came to insults on this one. It was fantastic. I was really proud of that tweet. I was down there with Reavers, and I said, this will get him going.
It was. You definitely got him.
Because this wasn't, I worked on this one. This wasn't well, just, I went like 5 minutes before.
And you caught a whole group of people who had no idea that that was a true troll.
Oh, yes, that's
like
true.
They took it seriously.
Oh, God, yes, yeah. Now, I did get a lot of congratulations for the, you know, that for a wonderful fishing expedition.
I did see that, yeah.
And I still get, it really does show you that Americans respond. We now are this society that just responds and takes everything. And how could we be taking everything at face value when you got AI and you got all these websites that are selling, saying people died so they get more hits and stuff like this? How can we take anything on face value? But what you did, and thank you. I want to thank all the people who got outraged.
And you know what? Nobody, because it's 30 plus years ago, nobody came back with the very creative, hey, Royce, you jumped from the Pioneer Press to the Star Tribune,
oh,
so
yeah,
what are you talking?
Somebody did. 1988.
Oh, did they? Good. Somebody I was going to do that. I was so disappointed.
1988. Did you get less money when you went to the Pioneer to Star
Good,
Tribune?
Yes.
I didn't get much more, but somebody went back to that. 1988. Let's see. It's only 36 years ago, right? So
I was going to jump in with that.
That was pretty good. You know what I did feel good about? I wrote the Caitlin Clark, how I discovered Caitlin Clark and blah, blah, blah thing column the other day.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, when I do that, somebody goes back to tiptoed ball throwing on March 2nd, 1991. But nobody did this time. So anyway, that was.
I think you've proven your yes. Your devotion to women's basketball. You go yes. to your granddaughter's hockey games.
Yes. Go to some women's hockey games. It's I've been
volleyball. You're all over the volleyball.
Volleyball.
Scene.
I love the volleyball scene. So it's, although I'm a little worried about our program right now. We don't have a blocker on the whole team.
Uh oh.
We better hit that portal. Come on, let's go. I guess this guy isn't big on giving you portal information before it's a fact of the matter or something. But they're hurting a little bit. Anyway. It was it's a great Aaron. You guys just told me about Aaron Jones. I didn't know that. That's great. That's they're improved.
Well, they got money.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got some money to spend. I mean, it's been a long time.
You got
Pat.
The extra 30 plus you just got another. What were they paying him? 40? What was he on the payroll last year?
40? Oh, for the cap hit?
38, something.
I think
like
it was
that.
In the I think it might have been around 30 last year.
So I got an extra $65 million without cutting anything.
Hey, March of next year, Pat, they're going to be probably top 5. They're going to have, because all of these Daniil's dead money, Kirk's dead cash, all that's off the books. They're going to be top 5. They can spend like drunken sailors if they want next March.
Meanwhile, there's a wide receiver right now who's probably wanted 30, and now he might want 35.
Yeah, well, I think he's going to get approximately that.
They're going to have to give it to him because they basically announced yesterday Hunter's gone. So,
yep.
You know. And we were talking we exchanged texts last night that Hunter must have thought he was going to break the bank. But he's got to realize, as you pointed out, he's 30, but he's also got that injury history. I mean, he had a great year last year, but he's not getting more money than the Vikings guys got paid. Do you think?
This is
probably what the Vikings offered him, right? And he turned it down, so they got the guy from Houston. Yep. Now the guy from Houston had a great year last year, but he's had an injury history too. I saw. So.
Yeah, most of the guys they've signed have been dinged up at different times because Jones has been great, except.
He missed a lot of the season last year, but when he came back, they were a different team.
He was fantastic.
I mean, yeah, he's great. I like him a lot.
Hamstring and knee last year.
I think that's a great. Well, they're not going to have to, you know, they're not. They got the other guy, and they're not going to have to use him. They can have him on the field for 25 plays, you know, 30 plays. So they're not going to have to wear him out like the Packers became so reliant on their running backs that. But what do you want Jacobs and Dillon for? They're the same guy, aren't they?
I think Dillon might be gone, Pat. I think he might be a free agent. I'm not sure.
Is Jacobs a Jacobs is not a receiver type though, is he?
No, he's a big guy. Like he's
he's a huge.
You're right. They've got
runner.
Two of the same. Yeah,
but is he a? Do they? They got a young one who can catch a pass or something out of the backfield? I don't know. Poor Jordan Love. He's got to look around. I would say right now. The Vikings have leaped back to second place in the Central Division. I'm putting them ahead of the Bears, and the Packers I'm putting fourth. So I don't like the Packers. So
really? Okay.
I don't like the Packers. I don't think they're
I keep
good.
Saying that, and they always bounce back. So,
how about another Tracy Clay's Jerry Kill product signing with the Vikings, Blake Cashman?
I saw PJ Fleck tweet today saying that
full credit.
Yeah, it put out a YouTube thing about how they gave him a scholarship, Blake Cashman a scholarship from Fleck. But yeah, he was a Kill recruit, right?
Yeah, he came in when they were there because he was a senior in 18, right? 2018, I think. He was a crazy man though, man. He was a special team and maniac, and then he'd run through walls to tackle people. So it's a good pickup, extra linebacker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they've done great. They've done great here. I think we can get off Kwesi's back for 10 minutes here. So
some people won't. They're very, mm-hmm. very concerned. They're very upset.
So has the Kirk when the numbers came out, I think the Kirk crowd settled down a little, didn't they?
Some of them did. Some of them are very upset that Vikings fans are pleased, mm-hmm. but they're not accounting for who would have paid this. I mean,
yeah,
they all should have been fired if they had matched this offer.
Oh yeah, that's true. I mean, it's they would have been in salary cap hell for 5 more years, right? Trying to think. I mean, how about Denver? What are they eating? $38 million?
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to be hitting the free agent market too hard, are they?
No, I mean, they're screwed for now
mm-hmm.
from a cap perspective. But, that Kirk contract, I mean, Pat, he's going to be 36. He's coming off an Achilles tear.
Yeah.
And they gave him 4 years, no trade.
Yeah. Now, the other thing, though, is what they can get out from under it after two and pay him 100. Is that right or something?
I mean,
it's not all guaranteed. 100 is guaranteed, right?
100 of it is, yes. And it's. But I mean, it's still going to put you, it's going to set you back cap wise.
So Mrs. Ricey, believe it or not,
yep.
has been watching the Patriot Dynasty Brady series that Netflix has now. I think it's Netflix.
It's Apple.
Never got it. Apple. She's been watching that, and I just was upstairs, and they were at halftime of the Falcons Patriots Super Bowl game at the time, and she wouldn't know what to add. I said,
right.
You want to watch this? It gets interesting here, you know, and as I said yesterday, the Falcons have been in a slump since. They haven't done anything since. Matt Ryan was the future of quarterbacking. Is he done now? He's on TV, right?
Yeah, he's on CBS now. Yep, he's
so
done.
The Colts just gassed him?
Yes.
After last year?
That was it.
Yeah. So, I'm not a big Darnold fan, but you know what Darnold's problem is? He's from San Clemente. He's a Dana Point guy. He went to San Clemente High School. He's a, he can't be too tough, you know. You want guys that went to that Belglade High School down there on the bottom of the Everglades. That's where you're
tougher right there.
There's snakes and alligators and stuff. This guy, San Clemente, for God's sakes, up there on the hill.
God, he bounced from the Jets to the Panthers. Can you think of two worse places, you know, unless you are mentally incredibly strong and really good? Mm-hmm. The Jets and the Panthers. Whew.
There was a great debate as to whether he or Mayfield should be the first quarterback mm-hmm. to go, right? In between the Giants took some real ass. Oh, Saquon, they took Barkley. Why is Philadelphia with their salary cap problem so hot to trot to keep Barkley, to get Barkley? Why didn't they keep the other guy for cheaper? I don't get it. He's a monster. There's no doubt about it. But God Almighty, we just don't pay running backs anymore. It's amazing. So anyway, it's been if you're a Viking fan, be happy. They've done good things here, and they can be doing things like this in the future. They can be bringing in Gary Zimmermans in the future now with the money they have, because they didn't sign this guy. Mm-hmm. Now, what at 11, we don't think one of those quarterbacks will get there, or do we?
McCarthy, I think, is going to go before then now. Like his stock has gone. He was a guy I think that a lot of people thought initially might fall. The question is, do you want to try and go up and get one of those four? You're not going to get Caleb, but one of those three. Uh-huh. Or do you want to go back? Do you like Penix? But, I mean, that's what we don't know. And look. This is O'Connell's job, so this is not Frazier and Spielman screwed up.
I hear everybody saying, oh, this is, you know, how this works out is about O'Connell and the Kwesi's future. It could be about Kwesi's future, but smooth as O'Connell is, I think he's got Ziggy and the boys wrapped around his fingers. I don't think that
if it doesn't work?
I think he'll skate. Yeah, I think he'll skate. We can blame it on Kwesi. First of all, the trouble with him is, as I've always said, the guy who invented the coordinators is the greatest guy ever, smartest guy ever, because you can get two extra years by blaming the defensive coordinator, and then you can get two more blaming the offensive coordinator. But when you're the offensive coordinator and calling the plays, you can't do that. That's the problem. Right.
Right. But O'Connell calls the plays too, so
yeah, that's what I mean. O'Connell calls the plays. Yeah, so you can't blame it on
poor Wes Phillips.
No, you can't. Yeah, you can't. You can't put the blame if your offense stinks on something. I think deep in his heart, he's happy. Don't you? I think they're happy that they can do some stuff out there now. Well, finally, they've been in jail. Since they came in, they've been in jail.
Yeah,
and you know they were in jail their last 3-4 years. So. How did he get him in jail? Was it the Kirk? Pretty much the Kirk deal, the original one, right?
Yes. That's how it started.
We know JJ rumors, though. They certainly can't let him. I guess they could, you know, end up franchise. He's still got 2 years to go, right?
He's got another year left.
Another year left, and then they can obviously franchise
him. I mean, I think they're going to try.
If you franchise a guy, you don't want to franchise a white. You know, he's a no. he's not a crazy wide receiver like most of them are, but you don't want to franchise those guys. They can get a little pouty.
Well, and if he takes the field before he signs again this year, I'll be shocked.
Yeah.
He'd be crazy to go out there. So, but I mean, I'm sure they, you know,
you
I'm
cannot
sure they're trying.
Trade, even with their loyal fan base, which has already all renewed their season tickets. You can't let Kirky Boy go and then let this guy go too.
No, they
got to sign him. They got to sign him and give him his money. He'll be happy. He'll be fine.
Oh God, if he gets what he wants.
Yeah. He'll be happy. He'll catch a lot of balls and that's good. They're going to have to get another young quarterback though. It's who was it? It was Lombardi. I don't know. How smart's Michael Lombardi?
He's okay.
He was talking in on that NFL show that they have on Sirius, and he's not down fields at all. He says he doesn't. His accuracy is terrible. You know, he only averages 7.1 yards per completion or something. And last year they tried to make him a pocket passer, which was really stupid too, because the one thing he can do is get out and run past everybody. So
right.
I don't know. There's people with idiotic ideas that maybe the Bears will just keep him and trade the other draft choice for all these other draft choices. Yeah, well, you might not get a quarterback class like this for another 5 years. You better take the guy. So
they're going to end up trying to basically. I bet they take a third day pick or two, a couple third day picks or something for him.
Ooh boy, that'd
for
be
Fields,
bad.
Yeah.
No, they'll have to take. They got to get a third at least, don't they? For God's sake.
Pat, there's nobody like players. I think like
doesn't
now.
Who needs a quarterback?
Well, that's the thing is a lot of teams
Denver
now have
needs
filled.
Denver needs a quarterback.
Yeah, but I don't think Sean Payton's going to deal with Justin Fields.
It doesn't seem like his kind of guy. He likes the steady little guy who can hit
Drew
every
Brees.
Open, who can throw every 8-yard pass very accurately.
Yeah.
He and Cousins would have got along with him. I think, don't you?
I think they would have gotten along as far as his playing.
Talent, yeah.
As far as, I don't know if they would have had much in common beyond that, but who cares?
Yes, Kirk grew up in a household where profanities weren't popular, I would think. So, and I think with Sean, you can get a few.
Although the highlight of Kirk's career here, in my opinion, was the joint practices a couple of years ago at TCO against San Fran, where Kirk's mom and dad were in the near stands. Kirk was on the near field and he completed a pass or something and shouted, "Do you effing like that?" And mom and dad
really?
Were right there. I was proud of Kirk. I've never been as proud of Kirk as when he dropped a loud F-bomb in front of mom and dad.
Good for him. I got to mention this, and then we can talk about other sports subjects. I watched Poor Things last night. It's free on Hulu. I saw it on Amazon, and they wanted $19 or something, but it's free on Hulu.
Okay.
Declan, have you watched this?
Haven't done Poor Things yet, but I've heard of it. I wanted to check it out.
It is extremely strange.
Okay.
And William Dafoe is fantastic.
I love him.
As Frankenstein, basically,
yep.
That he, you know, Emma Stone,
yep.
Kills herself at the start of the movie, and he brings her back into life. And I'm not giving away the whole plot, but she's pregnant at the time. He uses the brain of the fetus to put into her head. So it takes some development in her as she's growing up. And she's Bella, and Bella becomes quite the character. Now, the thing lasted 2 hours and 20 minutes or 15. It didn't have to. There was some scenes that were overly long, like they all are.
Right.
But the dialogue, and when Ruffalo comes in as her lover, boyfriend, crazy maniac, Bella's, he got nominated for the supporting actor, and he was wonderful. But the dialogue, there's some F-bombs in the dialogue, including from Bella, by the way. So, but it's very interesting. Surprise to no one, Mrs. Ricey watched 20 minutes and hated it, and we had to go to separate rooms to watch our television. So anyway, she hated it. So anyway, Poor Things. I recommend it, but not with minors in the room. Okay. You know,
good to know.
If they're 14, 15, okay, they can, but you don't want the 10-year-old kid in the room. So, and the punchline at the end is fantastic. What they do with the villain is the husband who was married to her when she killed herself shows up at the end of the movie, and what they do with him is pretty humorous. So that's all I'm going to give away. But Poor Things gets my recommendation, I guess. It's very different. So what else we got going?
Pat, before we transition, why don't you tell us about your favorite place to get a car, i.e. the Valley Auto Group?
That is right. The Valley Auto Group, Brett Paul and Jim Paul's places in Hastings and Apple Valley. I was saying this yesterday, you know, who's got his eye on a little Buick is Mr. Suchere, likes little station wagon type of thing that they brought out this year. I guess it's a new product. And when you can get Joe interested, that is really saying something. But I've been getting my cars there for over 10 years now. I've told you I'm very glad to be back in my 2019 Buick instead of that rent-a-car I had that everybody that was screaming at me all the time. This Buick is just perfect. A lot of great used cars out there at Brett Paul and Jim Paul's Valley Group of GM dealers. And the interest rates, they're dirt cheap right now. The money, 0.9%, 1.9% if you qualify. So check them out. It's March. We just had the greatest summer, winter of our lives.
Like summer.
Driving time. So check them out. Hastings, Apple Valley. Valley Group of GM dealers.
Outstanding. All right. What else
so,
you got?
So we're very upset at the Twins for not bringing in pitching, right?
Okay.
And did you see who's got a sore elbow
today? Yankees Garrett Cole?
Garrett Cole.
Yeah.
He's got a sore elbow. Yep. And Lucas Giolito is going to Tommy John, and they got $38 million invested in the, if he's lucky, he'll pitch next August. You know, he'll be back for the drive for fourth place next August. And it is just the riskiest, might be the riskiest thing in sports, signing pitchers, especially starting pitchers, don't you think? It's just, you know, big money. And Phil Miller, the scribe for the baseball scribe for the Star Tribune, was at the Twins Daily event last year, which I think it runs in, no, this year runs and coincides with the Twins Fest. And they had it. I was at it 2 years ago. But Phil suggested that they trade Durant because it's not humanly possible to throw that many 102-mile-an-hour pitches without having something throw to your arm. Of course, they almost dragged him off the stage and beat him up, the fans. But, you know, I've read a piece, another piece again about everybody throwing max out every pitches, and it's just not working. You know,
did you see, I think probably in that same piece, I think it was Rosenthal in The Athletic, that a doctor said part of the problem now is sweepers.
Oh, really?
That the sweeper is causing elbow stress that is a real problem.
So it requires a little more twist on the elbow when you throw the sweeper? Well, yep. I see that. Who we had? I think we got Pablo adding the sweeper, right? Isn't it Pablo that's adding the sweeper?
I think he throws the sweeper, yeah.
He's adding it. Maybe you ought to, if you read that article, maybe you ought to go back. You don't want him to blow out his arm, for God's sake.
You're right, though.
In trouble.
The risk is so high.
It is. I mean, you can't, you got to do it to mollify your fans and to have a chance. But, man, the thing about Giolito is this is his second. And the seconds are becoming more and more common.
Paddock.
Yeah, Paddock, too. I saw him pitch twice this spring, I think, just twice. He's mediocre, you know, and it's his, you know, he's, and they're going to try to protect him. So that means we've got Chris Archer again, right? That's going to be, you know, get him anytime he gets close to facing the third time through the order. I mean, they got big pitching problems, but, you know, if they came to you and said you could have Blake Snell 3 years, $100 million, would you do it? Yeah, probably.
I prefer the Boris 3 years, but an out after each out, one, out so he leaves. Years.
Yes, that's true.
I love those Boris contracts.
Yeah, and then maybe if things work out, you get them back for
maybe
a
you
bunch,
do
a lot money, a lot less money.
Perhaps you don't, but you get a year, and if it works, great. And if it
but
doesn't,
I'd do it. I'd spend my money on a position player 500% of the time, more than I'd spend it on a long term pitch. I'm talking long term. I'm not talking, you know, 2 year deals or something.
Right.
I mean, I can't blame the Red Sox for having a 2 year deal with Giolito, but the way sometimes, you know, you're just in that rut where you're unlucky.
Well, and Red Sox fans are pissed because they said they were going to spend and they didn't spend as much.
I watched a game there the other day. It was on the MLB Network on a Tuesday, maybe last Tuesday. There was nobody there. There was that JetBlue, and there were five. The bleachers were empty. And around, it looked like there were 5,000-6,000, and that thing was sold out always, you know, for years and years and years. But they're down on them, and they got the Celtics, you know, they got the Bruins are good again, and they they're always, you know, winning six Super Bowls or whatever it was, it gives Patriots a year-round attention too. So I heard somebody say yesterday, boy, the Patriots traded Mac Jones. They don't have a quarterback. I got news for you. They didn't have a quarterback before they traded Mac Jones.
And from what they got back in that trade with Jacksonville, it's very clear they agreed with you.
Speaking of which, there's another overrated quarterback, I think. Trevor, don't you?
Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah, he's okay, but he's not fabulous.
Well, you know, he was playing really well until he got hurt. I would like to see him healthy because I still think he's good.
Mm-hmm.
I still think he's good, but you're right on
Mac
Jones.
He's an athlete. Yeah.
Patriots didn't care.
I mean, they got him, you know, so he had a good year, rookie year, and they won a bunch of games because their defense was great, but they now stink. They're going to, who do we think they're going to draft? Where are they picking, second or third?
They are third.
Third.
It's
okay.
The Bears.
Just take the one that's
Commanders.
Left. I think a lot of them would like Drake May. But, I mean, Caleb Williams would go first, but I think Drake May is next. I hear there's a lot of great things being said about him. So, apparently a lot more stable personality than Caleb Williams.
Yeah, Caleb's an interesting one. I don't know what to make of him.
The Big Ten men's basketball tournament's in town. I don't sense a lot of excitement. Do you?
Are we sold out like
hell,
the women's?
No. Hell no. You can, many
what,
tickets
what's
are
that
hell.
Response? Listen, hell no.
My theory on the Big Ten basketball this season is when Nebraska and Northwestern are two of your four teams that don't have to play till Friday, your league stinks. This is as bad as the league's ever been. And our Gophers got Michigan State. And 11 a.m. Thursday, it's going to be hard to build up that excitement when at 110, the home team, at 110 on Thursday, the home team will be on probably 90% chance will be gone.
How does the host team end up? Is that just bracketed in?
Yeah, I don't know. Why don't they flip it, for God's sakes?
Well, my biggest question, though, from this entire thing is this. How on earth, for the Big Ten women's basketball tournament, and I talked to you about this at the hockey tournament on Saturday, did they not assign seating at Target Center in the second
upstairs.
Deck? And they were so proud of themselves. The line is a mile long.
Yes.
There was no reason for it.
No, there wasn't. Give them a – well, you can put a number on a ticket, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
It was what somebody was telling me, was that yesterday on when I was at the station, somebody told me that they had friends that took her two young daughters to the afternoon session, and they had tickets for the night session. But they made you leave. By the time you left, you had to stand in front of the Star Tribune to get back into the stadium. So they just went home. They couldn't stay. She took them to see Caitlin, and Caitlin was not planned. Because the worst thing you could do if you wanted to see Caitlin was go to the other session, the first session. Yeah, the first session. Because they wouldn't let you back.
I feel bad for those kids.
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah, it's I don't know. Well, they obviously made no, you know, they didn't think about, hey, this is, first, they only charged $115 for the week, I heard. So they could have gotten 300 or so, 400, you know, and for the whole strip. And then they could have afforded to put numbers on the tickets, right, if they'd charge more.
So. Makes no sense. If you're going to sell out, don't go with general admission seating in the upper deck. That's just...
No, it is ridiculous.
But the Caitlin Clark thing, Pat, is incredible.
Yeah, oh, it is.
It's great,
historic,
but it's
not. It's just she's the Swifty of basketball. It's the same thing. It's just, and she's not a, you know, like a, you know, she's an athlete. She's not a babe, you know, which is another good thing about it is they're going there because she's an athlete. You know, it's not because it's not like watching Anna Kournikova play tennis or something, you know, it's you're going because she's a great athlete.
Yep. And she wants to kick your ass too. That's what I love.
Yeah, that's too. And she's very demonstrative, and people think, well, that's fine. You know, that shows how much she's into the game. She's not promoting herself when she goes, thank you, when she finally makes a 3-pointer. That's her natural reaction is, how the hell have I been this rotten tonight? So. She only played 1 out of 3 good games, although she was great in the second half when they beat Nebraska. She was great watching that. So, anyway, about your hockey team, man, ballsy by Heinze there, pulling the goalie. But the logic is very good. What good does 1 point do you?
None.
You know?
None.
You know?
So I think the advantage, well, twofold. One is the Predators, because I was there. They were like, what the hell? And they were totally taken aback. But the best part, the Wild players didn't know.
Oh, really?
Because I think if you know that you're going to give up the point, you probably tense up a little bit, right? Because it becomes, in your mind, riskier. Basically, I think Marc-Andre Fleury had no idea.
Yeah, he just did it. I wonder if he just did it spontaneously or...
Well, Heinz told him we're going to pull you... Heinz told him we're going to pull you if we're late.
We get the puck down there.
We get the puck, right. But what he didn't tell the players was, oh, by the way, if we lose this game, we don't get the point. So the players didn't know about the rule.
What?
That the Wild, if the Wild had given up an empty net goal, they lose their point. So the loser point goes away.
Oh,
the league rule is
really? You
don't get the point.
Mm-mm. Why? What's that rule in there? To prevent teams from doing this?
Yes, to prevent this because it would become common.
I didn't know that till just now.
No one knew it.
Yeah. Did he know it? Did Heinz know it?
Heinz knew it, yeah. He just didn't care. He said, if we get 1 point or 0 points, it's the same thing to me. We need two.
I never thought of that, but I guess.
But, yeah, teams would pull their goaltenders.
I guess it makes sense that a lot of people would do that if
power play.
Only meant 1 point. Yeah, on the power play. Yeah. So, that way you get a 5-on-3, right? No, you still only be 4-on-3.
It's 4-on-3, but it's a power. But it's in essence a power play. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was that was a.
But when
big
you go on a power
move.
Play, when you go on a power play, it's 4-on-3, right? In that overtime, you can put an extra guy on the ice.
Yep. And then when a guy comes back,
they can't have you. They can't have you out there playing with two guys. That would be
correct. It's 4-on-3, and then when the guy gets out of the box, if they kill the penalty, it goes to 4-on-4 until the next whistle, and then they go back to 3-on-3.
They're okay with St. Louis and all those teams, but they still got to catch two pretty good teams that are 6 points ahead of them.
And Vegas just made some trades. Yes, that's a problem.
Yeah, Vegas is not as good as they've been, but Vegas doesn't worry much about the future, do they? They're worrying about right now.
They don't worry about every year. They don't worry about the future, and I don't know that they worry that much about how they get into the playoffs. They just want to get into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, it was a notable victory, and everybody went home happy. That's good.
So, yeah, exactly right. Exactly right.
All right.
All right, sir.
All right, gentlemen. Big day for the Aaron Jones, man. That's a great pickup.
Look at you.
Packers. Eating our dust again, man.
You got to get a purple sweater or something now.
That's
you're like,
right.
You're on. I can't wait to read your trolling column.
Ricey: Vikings better today than they were yesterday at this time.
Write it
that?
Down.
I think
like
that's
it.
Perfect. Yes. Let's do it.
Thanks,
all right.
See you.
Bye-bye.